This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of my secrets of adulthood is that often, when we give ourselves limits, we give ourselves freedom. That's one of the mottos of the upholder tendency. And it's also true, and often remarked, that even for people who aren't upholders, when we give ourselves limits, we often spark creativity. It just doesn't seem like this would be true, but it turns out that it is true. For instance, a lot of listeners loved the Try This at Home to Write a Haiku that Elizabeth and I talked about in episode 117. Having to follow that strict structure of syllables in a 5-7-5 pattern unleashes new thoughts, and it's surprisingly fun to have to figure out how to make it work. And I recently learned another example of how limits can spark creativity. In television, a bottle episode is an episode that's meant to cost as little as possible. So to keep expenses down, the episode is written to use only the regular cast. It's set in a single location, and if possible, the main standing set, and has no fancy effects. Often, a bottle episode is an episode that's made cheaply in order to make more room in the budget for another episode to be made more expensively. So for a bottle episode, choices are quite constrained. But it turns out that the people who make TV often rise to this challenge. I love the television show Friends, and I read that on Friends, the success of their bottle episode, the one where no one's ready in season 3, inspired the show to create at least one bottle episode in each season. Now, if you know your Friends, that's the episode where Ross tries to get everyone ready to leave together for a fancy work event at his museum. They all need to change to put on their nicest outfits, and they need to get going, but they're all distracted by their own concerns. Joey and Chandler fight over who can sit in a particular chair. In fun fact, Joey talks about going commando, which it turns out really established that term in the popular vocabulary. Monica obsesses hilariously over a voicemail she left for her ex-boyfriend Richard, and Rachel and Phoebe are trying to figure out what to wear. Only the 6 friends appear in the episode. We don't even see Gunther, and they never leave the apartment. To give you a flavor of how funny this episode is, here's a quick clip of Monica talking about being breezy in a voicemail.
I called him.
Oh. No.
Yes. Well, I got his machine and I left a message. But it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because, you know, it was like a casual breezy message. It was breezy. Oh, God, what if it wasn't breezy?
Well, how could it not be breezy? No, because you're in such a breezy place.
You know, I got it. I will play my message for you guys, and you can tell me if it's breezy enough.
But, Monica, how are you going to do that?
I know the code to his answering machine.
Okay, Mom, I really don't think this is the... Okay, you're dialing. You are dialing.
Is she crazy?
Like a straw. Remember crazy straws?
Hi, this is Richard. Please leave a message at the tone.
You have two new messages.
Wow, what a cool job.
You have two new messages. Please pass the pie.
This episode is terrific. It's hilarious. And it's a great example of something that people often say and is really true, even though it may seem counterintuitive. Imagination is often better served by constraint than freedom. I love the way G.K. Chesterton put it. Art is limitation. The essence of every picture is the frame. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.